Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into the Thursday edition here of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFMN.com, along with Todd Jacobs, our on-site engineer. I'm Christian Gehrig, Mark Menard at Master Control. We're at Hooters on Vets in Metairie, getting you set for the Saints player show. Saints wide receiver Traquan Smith will be our guest from 6 to 7. So if you're in the area and want to come over here and meet a black and gold star, Traquan Smith, get an autograph, get a picture taken, he will be here from 6 to 7. The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, stops by at 5:35. Our view from Vegas with Vegas Runner at Greek underscore Gambler at 5:10. In the 7 o'clock hour, it's your usual fantasy frenzy with Kevin Payne, senior writer at rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine. Dez Bryant on the field today in Metairie at 5800 Airline Drive for the Saints after signing a contract with the Black and Gold, a one-year deal, $1.75 million. That's prorated over 8 games. Incentive-laden deal. Could top out at $1 million, his base salary right at $600,000. Good bargain for the Saints, I think, right now, and considering what he could potentially bring in to this organization. For 8 games, not bad. As you heard there in the Sports Flash, about 5 pounds overweight, as to be expected for a guy that didn't go through a training camp. How quickly will he play? I don't know. But it sounded like from Sean Payton's conference call earlier today, it's going to be kind of a slow process. They're not going to drag it on, but they're going to do it in a very basic process right away. They're not going to give him all 3 positions to play and put him at the X, have him learn that and learn some of the slot stuff, the nuances of the offense. Dez Bryant, though, back on the field after being a free agent for the first half of the season. He's now a member of the New Orleans Saints. He was practicing today. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Are the Saints, is this a trap game for the Saints on Sunday against the Bengals? You tell me at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. The reason why you say that is you've won 7 straight, right? I used to not believe in trap games, but they've won 7 straight. They just came off a big win over the Los Angeles Rams. And then here you are the following week, and I know that they're supposed to take it 1 week at a time. The following week, though, after the Bengals game, you've got the Super Bowl champs, the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles, coming to town for a 3:25 kickoff. So you're playing at noon, which you haven't played at in a while. You've pretty much played in prime time the last 3 or 4 games. There's an adjustment there. You're on the road, so you can see where this could be a potential trap game for the Saints. However, because of the maturity and the leadership these guys operate with, I'm talking about the leaders of this team, the older and the experience of guys like Ben Watson, Drew Brees, Cam Jordan, and others that have been through this process before, I think that goes well, that bodes well for the Saints. I don't know if I would necessarily say that this is going to be a trap game. It has the makings to be a trap game for the Saints on Sunday on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. Haven't been there in 8 years. Last time they were there in 2010, that was the, I don't know if you guys remember, that was the birth of the no-brainer freeze play where the Saints were deep in the Bengals' territory trying to pick up a fourth down, and that's where we see it now, where Drew Brees comes to the line of scrimmage, makes all kinds of gyrations with his hands, makes people think that he's changing the play, audible, and all he's trying to do is get the defense to perhaps jump off sides. And that was the no-brainer freeze 8 years ago in 2010. Chris Ivor had a big game in that ball game, but that's where it was born, out there in Cincinnati. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Got a new call system. This will be neat to kind of break in here. Do you think it's a trap game? And LSU and Arkansas. Do you think LSU will rebound and respond after getting shut out by Alabama? Coach Ed Orgeron, since he's been the head coach at LSU, he's unbeaten coming off a loss. And this is an Arkansas team that lost to North Texas earlier in the year. Lost to Ole Miss. Their offense can put up some points. Their defense is suspect at best. LSU on pace to win 10 games this year. Got Texas A&M at the back end of the season. Next week against Rice. And then this week against Arkansas. If they get to 10 wins and a bowl appearance, man, that'd be strong. It'd be a strong season for Coach Ed Orgeron and the Tigers. That would send them in the right direction coming in with potentially the top recruiting class in the country in 2019. That would send that program headed in the right direction. A lot higher win total than a lot of people felt like they were capable of achieving. Yours truly. I'm here. I'll admit that. The diehard Tiger fans would tell you, I had them at 10 or 11 wins, for sure. Well, they say that every year. But that would be a significant accomplishment for LSU. First, though, they've got to take care of business on the road in Fayetteville against Arkansas. Coming back for Hollywood, Kirk, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Is this a trap game Sunday for the Saints? Do you believe in trap games? You tell me at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Live at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Getting you set for the Saints Players Show with wide receiver Traquan Smith tonight at 6 o'clock. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL. Text here at 870-870. Live at Hooters on Vets and Metairie for the Saints Players Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Traquan Smith will be my guest. Text says, I worry about Vontaze Burfict. He's the dirtiest player in the NFL. That he is. Hollywood, what's going on, Hollywood? You're on WWL.
Hello, Christian. How you been, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't see this as a trap game because we're too good of a team not to let this happen to us to have a trap game because Cincinnati got solid players. They're going to be out like A.C. Green and the other ones. But
A.J. Green's probably not going to play for this game. He's out. He's probably going to be out with a foot injury.
Oh, so he's going to be out? All right. Mm-hmm. That will help us out. But we play our game. There's no reason we should win this game, you know?
No, I agree with you, Hollywood. I think that, though, I've come a long way. I used to not believe in quote-unquote trap games. But now that you lay it
right.
out, though, I think I agree with you, Hollywood, that this particular team, the Saints, because of who they're led by and how dialed in
right.
they seem to be, I don't think they get caught up in that. A lesser team
right.
might, but you can see where uh-huh. this could be because you just came off the big win over the undefeated Rams, and then you got the,
right.
the defending Super Bowl champs coming to your place, and then you got this game sandwiched in between those two. So I think that it is, but it won't be an issue for the Saints, if that makes
right.
sense.
The only thing that might hurt us this week is I hope we don't come out flat. You know, because we've been playing
that
so good.
That would be a trap game. That's what I mean. That's why
right.
it would be. That's why it would be a trap game is if they come out flat. Because look, I think it's a real possibility when you consider they've been playing at 3:25 or in prime time for the last
right.
I don't know 3 or 4 weeks. A noon game on the road has
right.
look that is something that I'm sure Coach Payton has focused in on trying to make sure they get them in the right body clock and the right routine for a noon kickoff that they haven't really participated in. Since, I don't know, week 5 or so, week 4?
Right. Hey, Christian, we got to pull for the Steelers tonight to beat the Panthers, man.
Yes, we are. Look, the Panthers, that's the other thing, too. Hollywood, good point. That's the thing, that it can't be a trap game because not only do you have the Steelers, not only do you have the Rams, who only have one loss, and you have one loss as well, so you need some help there. So they're pushing you. But also in your own division, the Panthers are a good team, and they're pushing you. So – that's why I think the Saints are going to continue to remain focused. But you're right. You're pulling for the Steelers tonight, Hollywood, in Thursday Night Football. The Panthers and Cam Newton with Norv Turner now. A little bit of a different quarterback. A little bit more efficient quarterback. Not as erratic as we've seen him in the past. We know his talent, his arm talent. We know his ability with his legs. But he seems like he's playing quarterback, the position of quarterback, a lot better under the tutelage of Norv Turner. Hollywood, thanks for the phone call. Going to Kirk in Lakeview. What's going on, Kirk? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, Christian? Man, look, just to kind of address your question, I'm with you. I used to be about I didn't believe in trap games at all, but this one, for some reason, man, just has that feel to it like the Redskins game did last year where they were on this tear throughout the season on this win streak, and then all of a sudden they kind of get an opponent who's, you know, decent, you know, maybe playing in a bad division like the Redskins were last year, and the Redskins came in, though. They came into town and almost beat the Saints, and it took the Saints literally almost every single second of that game to win, you know, kind of after coming off a big divisional game the week prior, a big emotional game. And so, you know, that does exist. And since Monday, man, I've just had this feeling in the back of my head that I hope we don't have another Washington Redskins game last year that came down to the wire.
Well, you know, I think the Bengals certainly without A.J. Green are less potent. But Andy Dalton, I think, is playing some of his best football of his career these days. And they've got Tyler Boyd, who has more receptions than A.J. Green. They also got Joe Mixon in the backfield, Giovanni Bernard. So they've got the weapons to make life hard on you defensively. And let's face it, the Saints' defense has been leaky this year. But the Bengals' defense is awful. They're dead last against the pass and the run. They're setting they're on pace to break the Saints' record for the most yards allowed by a defense in a single season. So Drew Brees and that offense should be able to have success when you're averaging 33 points a game or so. You should expect that they'll be able to carve up that Bengals secondary pretty good. Anything else, Kurt?
No doubt. I agree with you 100%. Just want to give a big shout-out to Hollywood, who just a second ago made sure to remind everybody to pull for the Steelers tonight. That was a good call on his part, too.
Indeed. And, look, I want to remind everybody, hey, Veterans Day weekend, so make sure you thank those that have served in this in the military in this country.
And happy Veterans Day to you, too, brother. Man, I was in the Navy, so good job, man. Thank you for your service.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you, shipmate. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
All right. Yep, you bet. Coming back no, we're going to David. What's going on, David? You're on WWL.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Hey, calling from Gulf Shores. Hey, Chris, a quick question. I'm really concerned. I know y'all have addressed this a little bit. I just don't feel comfortable with Dez Bryant. I mean, I hope he doesn't go in there and disrupt. And I know Sean's strong and Drew's strong, but man, don't you feel like, a cat can't change his stripes? And don't you think that guy
Not in the NFL locker room.
Is it worth it?
No, and I'll point to a couple of them. It is worth it. And bear with me, David, okay? I'm going to lay this out for you. I might get a little long-winded here. But, I do believe people can change, certainly in the NFL. I think the NFL, when you have a super talented player like Dez Bryant, if they're not winning and he's not catching passes, then he's going to have a hard time, all right? These super elite receivers think that they're open all the time, and that's fine. But I think winning has a big part of that. I think the culture in the Saints locker room is unique. It's different from a lot of NFL locker rooms. And I don't have any concern whatsoever about him fitting in. Jeremy Shockey had the same kind of reputation before the Saints got him from New York. He was a model citizen in that locker room. His teammates loved him. I think Dez Bryant has gotten that reputation. I think he earned it in Dallas, but I think that he'll also, down here in New Orleans, because – they're winning, and he's got an opportunity to think about this. 8 games to showcase his talent and free agency for next year. He's 30 years old. He puts up pretty good numbers in this offense. He's going to get a fairly nice payday. He's got a 1-year contract with the Saints. I think he'll be just fine. I don't worry about any of that disruption, David.
Well, I mean, I get that, and I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm sitting here from the outside looking in, and I'm looking at a guy like Odell Beckham, and I know that might not be the best example, but here's a guy who got paid. And to be honest with you, here's a guy who's not worth it. I mean,
You know why he's upset? You know why he's upset? Because they're not winning. You think Odell Beckham Jr. would behave that way if they were 8-1, 7-1? No way. No way.
I hope you're right. If anybody's going to – I mean, I'm with you on this. The good thing for – this could be the best thing that ever happened to Dez Bryant and having Sean Payton and Drew Brees and the leadership in the locker room. And I agree with that 150%. But I'm going to tell you something. I speak to a lot of fans out there, and I know you do too. And we're with you, and we're all in, and we want to win, and we understand it. But I'm just telling you, man, he needs to be on a really short leash. And if he has any disruption or any antics or upset because he's asked to block instead of getting a pass, he's got to be gone.
He's got to be gone. But look, again, you've got one of the strongest personalities as your position coach in Curtis Johnson. You've got one of the strongest personalities, alpha male personalities, as your head coach in Sean Payton. You've got an alpha male in that locker room that's your quarterback, and that's Drew Brees. You've got others that are leaders on that team. I think that these guys are so competitive, and I would say Dez is in that conversation, that when they're not catching footballs or they're not a part of the game plan – and they're losing, then it becomes an issue. Go back and look. Has there ever really been a distraction? It's more consistent that distractions come on losing football teams. How often do you see
teams? That is it. No doubt about it. I'm with you. And like, if it works out and it pans out, I'm suggesting y'all do a Dez update on Mondays. Just like, okay, what did Dez do? I want somebody spying on him.
What we don't need him
doing is tainting the water or polluting it. Because I'm going to tell you, people aren't going to put up with that. I know the fans aren't. We've got a good thing going here. We got a lot of, blue-collar town, and people love the Saints. And, we love them, and we're all for them. And what we don't need is some outsider from the Cowgirls coming in here and giving us a hard time. Nobody's looking for that.
David, I don't think you're going to have anything to worry about. Thanks for the phone call. Coming back for Jeremy, also QB to QB, Saints quarterback Drew Brees with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and myself last night. Getting you set for the Saints player show coming up tonight at Hooters on Vets and Metairie at 6 o'clock. Saints wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith will be our guest. So come on out, hang out with number 10 of the New Orleans Saints. Get your picture taken with him. Get an autograph as well. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.